More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got the broadcasting icon, the legend.
You're too kind, man. Stop it.
Comedy, future comedy legend.
Trying, man.
Hey, Milwaukee native, Promise.
Yes, sir.
In studio.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Hey, look, Promise, I appreciate you for hanging out with me on this Friday.
Yes, sir.
I seen you up there throwing the pitch out for the Brewers. What was that?
Yeah, last Saturday.
What was that like?
I sent you the video. Don't you got? I thought I sent you the video of a. You posted a video.
I got the footage back this week, and we had some pictures, too.
You had the camera crew.
Had the camera crew with me.
Because a lot of people don't get to throw out the opening picture.
Nah, man, a lot of people don't get that chance, so I didn't take it for granted. Definitely did some reps, some practicing last week, did some praying.
Because
I wasn't trying to go viral, man. Because, you know, had some people be terrible with that first pitch.
Hold on.
50 Cent had a bad one.
That's what I'm saying. So did you practice?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I went out to the baseball diamond last week. Shout out to my brother, Fat Mackin. He a softball player.
Did you know you was going to throw the first pitch?
Like, so I'm going to be honest.
Let you know?
No, I kept it quiet. Man, I knew for like a month and didn't say
nothing.
So they
let you know a month in advance?
I got word like a month or so ago that it was going to happen the first weekend in May. And I was just like, whew.
You put it on the calendar.
Yeah, I put it on the calendar. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel honored. I'm grateful for it. But, oh, man, I was anxious. I was excited. I was nervous. I was like, boy, all these people out here. Then we had some of the hating Cub fans in town. I was like, I can't get
They didn't boo you, did you?
Nah, you know what's crazy? The Cub fans gave me love, man. Like, and you know, the most dopest thing, the Brewer players gave me the thumbs up. They was like, hey, bro, you ain't go left. You ain't go right.
Hey,
you went down the middle.
Okay, that's what's up.
So it was a little short. I didn't quite hit the home plate, but the back catcher.
Wait a minute. How many hours did you get out there and practice on this? How many practice tosses did you practice before you got
in
front of the people?
I pitched last Saturday. So on last Tuesday, I went out there and practiced for about an hour and a half last Tuesday with a coach. And then
a coach?
Yeah, shout out to my boy Fat Mackin.
Wait a minute. So you went and got a coach?
No, so my boy Fat Mackin, DJ Fat Mackin, he played softball. He played all around the country.
Okay.
And he's really good at softball. So softball ain't quite baseball, but it's in the same ballpark. So I said, bro, I need you to come get with me. So I worked out with him for like an hour and a half last Tuesday. Then last Thursday, I went by myself to a baseball diamond and threw by myself, worked on my mechanics. Then earlier that day, before I went to pitch, I went to a park and pitched into like a net. Just threw the ball into a net.
So you was taking this serious?
Yeah, he had me throwing a tennis ball, he had me throwing a softball and a baseball.
So how many people do they? Because they usually have a group of people.
I was the only person.
Okay, it was me. That's power.
Oh no, it was me. I was the guy that day. Excuse me.
And so when you talk about doing that in front of all those people, plus you stand in front of people all the time.
Sure.
You do the Bucks in-game hosting.
Right.
And you've been doing that for a couple years now.
My second season.
Bucks getting eliminated in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, man. Very unfortunate, bro. Didn't expect my season to end the way it did. The night that we lost that game, I actually was in the Deer District hosting a watch party for the team. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, man, it sucks to see Dame get hurt. You know, I was – at the game. Obviously, when he got hurt, the air, you know, was sucked out the arena. That was devastating to see Dame get hurt. And then, you know, to lose in the first round the way we did was definitely unfortunate.
Well, we got some video. You put out a little video of you doing the Brewers pitch.
Yeah, we had some BTS.
We got that uploaded as people are watching us as we broadcast live. Is there any audio, a lot of talk on this, or just a lot of just motion on this one?
There's a little audio. You got most of it's B-roll, but you got some parts where they bring me out and where I throw the ball.
I see you looking like you want a contract.
Man, they might throw me a 10-day. You know what I'm saying? Like that. They might throw me a 10-day. I got a little free time.
Hey, that's what's up. Now, did your heart start beating? Did you feel the electricity?
I'm going to tell you when I felt nervous. When they started singing the anthem. Because they told me you after the anthem. So,
oh, wow.
When the lady was singing the national anthem, that's when I was like, whoo, like, it's on me. And it's a different type of pressure. Because like you said, I'm in front of 18,000 people doing the Buzz Games. I've been in front of people, you know, opening up for Bill Bellamy and Donnell Rollins at the Improv, sold out shows, doing stuff like that. Been on the radio. But that's a different type of people watching me. When people looking like, what he about to do with this ball? Where he about to throw this?
Is that your mother?
That's my mom's, man.
Your mom was sitting in the stands?
My mom's was sitting in the stands, and I took her and put her in the suite.
That's powerful.
Yeah, man. That was the icing on the cake for my mother to be able to be there and see that. And me to grab my mom from the stands and put her in the suite.
People do that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I did the Bernie slide.
Yeah, okay.
See, I did that.
How was the slide?
He was scared of it.
He was scared? No, I wasn't scared. I wasn't scared of it. It was just the when they looped me around, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
It's faster than you think. Hey, it's like a water slide. Yeah.
You thought you was at the dam?
No, you thought you was at one of the water slides. But then you hit that bottom and, you know. You almost, it's a wall right there.
You a crash dummy?
You could have, hey, feet first. Feet first, don't go head first. But the cool thing about it is, you know, when we do these type of things, these events, a lot of times, you know, they think that this is natural. But when you step into an arena or a bunch of people, because you host a lot of events as well.
Sure.
I see you hosting a lot of things in the nightlife as well, too.
Yeah.
But
corporate events, nightlife, everything.
But when you become that person where people say, okay, I want you to host and things like that, how do you prepare for that? Because public speaking is the number one fear.
Yeah, most people are afraid of public speaking, absolutely. And I do it on a regular basis. I just don't think about, so even you being on the radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a large audience that listens to you.
Right.
But if you sit here and think about how many people are listening right now, you might freeze, right?
Mm.
Every day when I was on the radio knowing that there were thousands of people listening, right? I never sit here and go, these many. No, I just make it conversational and I try to just talk to people.
Mm.
And when I'm hosting, I'm not thinking about how many people are in the room. I'm just like, I have a job to do. And let me convey this message, whatever it is for that event, the best way possible. Let me try to connect. Let me try to be personable. Let me use my sense of humor. Let me use my way of speaking it and connect with people. And that cuts through that tape, and that helps me get relaxed, help me get at ease, and just try to be the best version of myself and do what I need to do. And I also do it based on where I'm at. You know, last Friday, I had to host a gala at St. Kate Hotel, which was for suicide prevention. You know, I hosted a gala for that. So that's a total different hat, right? I have to be there for that event. It's a $125 plate event. These people are spending money. It's an auction. They're trying to raise money to, you know, for suicide prevention. I'm suited and booted in there doing that event. Then later on that night, I'm hosting at a nightclub. The next day, I'm throwing out the first pitch for the Brewer game. So I have to know just my surroundings and where I'm at, but I'm always promised. The dopest thing about now versus when they made me feel uncertain of myself early in my radio career, man, I'm very comfortable in me. And if that makes you uncomfortable with who you are, then that's your problem. But I'm very secure in who I am. No matter what space I'm in, I'm always going to be me.
Hey, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Well, Juneteenth is coming up.
Yeah, man. Excited.
But there's a twist, promise.
What's word?
Juneteenth and Summerfest this year join forces.
Yep.
And they're going to be collaborating.
Yeah.
We got some video, if you're watching as we broadcast live on this added event to Juneteenth, because we're going to be out there like normal.
Always.
How we always do it.
Yep.
But then after that, there's going to be something going down.
Concerts that evening, right?
Yeah, concerts on the Summerfest grounds. We got video if you're watching live. Let's listen.
I'm the Milwaukee County reporter, Gideon Verdeen. On the streets of King Drive, Juneteenth will remain what it's always been, a vibrant day-long celebration of freedom, culture, and community. But this year, something new is happening. I spoke to Tony Kearney, lead organizer with Juneteenth, and Sarah Pancari, CEO with Summerfest, about how this collaboration is showing the world we're better together.
Get broader exposure of what we're doing in the community.
This legacy of the City of Festivals is so alive in 2025.
As Summerfest opens its 2025 season, it'll honor the Juneteenth Royal Court at a 6 p.m. ceremony, marking unity between two major celebrations.
To show off our children, who are the best of us. So what was not to partner about, it was a great idea for us to come together.
Juneteenth, this celebration, 54 years old. Summerfest, 57 years old. Lots and lots of rich legacy around the City of Festivals.
Juneteenth on MLK Drive will stay the same, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And festival goers can enjoy an added recognition that evening at Summerfest.
It was important for us to try to partner to make sure that we could give people opportunities to experience both things.
After the festivities conclude here on King Drive, at Summerfest, we're going to celebrate artists like Eric Clark Jr., the Isley Brothers, Eric Benet, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Genuine, Fabulous, Mike Jones, and the list goes on and on.
Juneteenth Mike organizers Jones. Are calling for volunteers,
all right.
Parade participants. And
all right. It sounds like it's going to be something that we never had as far as the Juneteenth celebration. Juneteenth live from the lakefront.
Yeah.
After we get through with the traditional Juneteenth celebrations.
In our community, yeah.
And from you being up at Juneteenth hosting stuff when
yeah.
at the beginning to it, whoever would have thought Juneteenth would take it this far.
Right. It's crazy to see, you know, they say 50 some years, you know, for Juneteenth, and we have the longest running Juneteenth celebration in the entire country.
Right.
Which is something that Milwaukee always should be proud of. And then Summerfest obviously is the biggest festival in our state to collab. it's a major look. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think a lot of people was kind of confused. We had to call Northcott and to get them on the phone to let people know that we're going to have the regular Juneteenth as usual. This is because Juneteenth closes down on Martin Luther King at around 4.
Now, back in the day.
Right, back in the day, it was all
time,
night long,
all
like
night.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
All night. Right. So, but then, you know, things happen.
Sure. The unfortunate
thing. It's over
things,
at 4. But I guess this year the celebration continues at the lakefront.
I'm going to be honest. I heard about this last year when they first was putting pieces together. And this is when I still was on the air. And it's funny because I saw certain people jumping out on social media ranting and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the person who went back on the airways and said, man, do we want progress or no? That's just my question. Like, mm-hmm. do we want progress or no? Now, I understand if you think that it might become gentrified or you want somebody to whitewash it out. That's like when it became a national holiday. There were some people who felt some type of way
about
it.
Well, they started looking up who owned some of the patents and they didn't look like us.
Right. So
when it come to Juneteenth.
But I would say this. Northcott has been doing what they've been doing for 50-whatever years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in place. I knew when they made the announcement that wasn't going to change. Again, certain people just...
They wasn't waiting for the full thing to unfold.
No, right. People just
unfold.
We live in a ticker world in this era. And what I mean by that is if you watch sports, at the bottom you see the ticker.
Right.
You don't see the full story. You just see what the score was. You didn't see the game. We live in an era now where people go off of ticker. They go off of quick things and they don't... go do due diligence and look for the full story. So they just run with the narrative. Absolutely. And once you get online and get on the internet, you know what I'm saying, confusion and chaos is more attractive than common sense.
It's always been for a while since social media started.
So it's like people just run with the narrative. So I just sat back and I was like, bro, one thing I hate to do here is people speaking on things that they don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the worst things, man. It's like, don't speak on something if you're not sure, you're not aware of it, or maybe hold your opinions back until you get the full information. So I think... we're going to see how it works this year. It's the first year. But as long as it stays the way we want it to stay, meaning we have our representation in the neighborhood with the community, The parade keeps going. The vendors are out there still doing that. And then we are able to transition into the evening to have almost an extension of that. And they've obviously been able to bring some bigger artists that Northcott maybe was not able to
Mike
do.
Mike Jones?
I think it's a great step.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones. So, like
What's
I said.
What's the phone number?
810-200, something like that. But yeah, I like I said, we'll see how it goes. But I know they got the Izzy brothers coming down there. They got Ginuwine. They got Fab. Some artists from the city, I believe, on the bill. Eric Benet is going to be performing. So I'm for it, man. I don't have a problem with it. Like I said, as long as it keeps its essence of what we've been doing and it's an opportunity to extend it and to grow it and more people can celebrate what we have in our culture, I'm with it.
I'm with it, too. Like I said, I mean, the traditional idea is over with at 4.
Yep.
And then if you want to add on to the festivities, you can head up to Summerfest, the lakefront.
Yeah.
This right here, this Juneteenth, will be the first that they've ever done that. So I want to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Both sides. I'm going to be there. I guess we're going to be out there all night long like Lionel Richie.
Right.
But I think that when you talk about progress things, sometimes people, we like what we have because sometimes when it gets commercial, then we don't have the manufacturing idea. So when we get the Juneteenth plates that goes to people that live outside our community, a lot of the merchandising starts, you know, Temu start putting out Juneteenth.
You don't want stuff watered down.
China start benefiting from it. You know what I mean? They got the Temu Juneteenth shirts.
China.
They're
going to be more expensive then, too, if they're from China.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody starts to be able to capitalize once it gets away from the culture.
Right. But also, too, on the flip side, it's a slippery slope because also, too, we embrace a lot of other people's cultures. And it would be dope to see other people embrace ours. For example, on St. Patrick's Day, I see a lot of black folks.
That's what I said, going hard. Yeah.
And celebrating, having fun. And hey, I'm not knocking it. Cinco de Mayo just passed. A lot of people help celebrate Cinco de Mayo and other things in other cultures. So
Well, a lot of times if you check the history, black people was actually a part of the original ideas that started those ideas.
So I'm saying
we got a hand in a lot of stuff that they don't teach us.
Oh, listen, this fabric of this country would be nothing without black people.
We was there on a lot of fronts, but they kind of erased the history out of our part in a lot of these different cultural ideas. They kind of erased us out of that.
But I get it. I know you don't.
I'm just saying.
We don't want Juneteenth commercialized per se. Right. I understand that. But at the same time, we want it recognized. So if you want it on the calendar like other national holidays, you have to understand what comes with
like
those national holidays.
Like the other festivals that go.
Yes. Yeah. So again, I'm not saying that people got to be, that we need other ethnicities out here wearing kente cloth.
Like a cold switch.
Yeah. Or they got to have
We want to keep it real.
Yeah. They don't got to have
We want to keep it authentic.
You don't got to have a red, black, and green bandana on that day. But at the same time, if other people do want to embrace us and celebrate us, I think that is dope as well because, again, we do embrace and we celebrate other people, too.
Well, if they want to profit off of us.
Well, it's America, man.
I'll just mess with you.
Look, listen.
I'm just playing.
Everybody going to make money on somebody.
They already going to do it anyway. So, hey, let's have fun. Let's celebrate. Hey, when we come back, you said something that I wanted to talk about, how this is the text neck generation.
Yeah, text neck. I'm gonna have to coin phrase. I'm gonna have to trademark that because I've been saying it for the last 2 years.
Do something with it, but I like your concept because I see text neck all the time.
Yeah, text neck is a real thing.
Well, at least we talking about it, so it's written down. You know, it's the first idea.
Oh, I got me doing it on stage too.
Okay, so. Make sure that it's recorded and documented.
Yeah, it's in my standard routine.
But look, when we come back, I want to talk about this text neck.
Yes.
That promise was talking about Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Bruh.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Put your phone down now. They look at me when I'm made up. They look at me when I'm made up. Hey, put your phone down, down, down.
Listen, if they coming for me, I'm a
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got Promise in studio. Promise was talking about this thing called Text Neck, T-E-X-T, Neck. Text Neck.
Yeah, man.
It's this generation got Text Neck.
Text Neck.
What is that?
Text Neck is, some of y'all probably doing it right now. Man, Text Neck is basically, you got that phone in your hand, you got your head down, and it's in a position to where it ain't much movement.
Oh, wow.
You ain't looking to the left, you ain't looking to the right. Your head is straight down, locked in on that phone. You have Text Neck.
Oh, wow.
I see it at restaurants. I see it in cars. I see it walking down the damn street. People almost getting hit by cars, ain't watching for traffic because they got Text Neck, bro.
Damn. People start at the green light because they looking at their phone.
In the grocery stores. If we go out here to Third Street Market right now, I'm pretty sure we will see cases of Text Neck.
We going to get a phone. I'm going to come after we get off the show. We're going to go around and see good examples of Text Neck.
Yes.
Because everybody got their head in their phone.
They stuck in them, man.
Is that an addiction or what?
It is. It is. And listen, we all are guilty at certain points of time or another of being on our phones, whether we are texting, whether we on social media, whatever it is, right? We're looking at our calendars. Our phones have become everything, right? It's an alarm clock. It's your calendar. It's a form of communication. It's a form of entertainment. But I think moderation is important for anything. So I'm not knocking people who are on their phones and we use our phones, but we got to take breaks, man. You got to get off of that phone. There's times where, especially when I was on radio, dude, I had a rule. I wouldn't even get on social media at all on Saturdays. I was on the radio Monday through Friday. I constantly had to be consumed with what was going on in news,
right,
entertainment.
Because that was your job.
Right, my job. So on Saturdays, bro, I wouldn't even get on social media. I would remove myself. And the world moves so fast, that one day of being offline, by the time I hop back on Sunday or Monday, I didn't like it. So many things didn't happen, but it was just for my own sanity. Like, let me take breaks, right? Stop texting all the time. Stop being on social media all the time. Like, give yourself a break. Have a conversation with somebody in person. Be present in the moment. If we go out to eat, right, everybody be on their phones trying to show each other something from social media. I'm like, you in front of the person right now. You got people like, hey, bro, look at this video. Time out. We in the presence of each other, and you trying to show me a video on your phone that you could send me when I'm not with you. Let's enjoy each other's company. Let's have conversations.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to just put their phone down?
Man,
because you could go to somebody's house. I don't want to go see this person or that person.
Yeah.
But you take your phone with you, and you still end up with Text Neck.
You got
around people that you like,
right,
hanging out with.
But you gotta find discipline. Like when I go see my moms and my grandma, I got a rule, bro. I walk in their crib, you know where my phone go? Or my phones? I got two phones. Mm-hmm. They go right on my mom's kitchen table, and that's it. When I sit with my grandmother and I talk with her, I watch TV with her, she living history. I have to appreciate that, right? I got a real history book sitting in front of me. Everybody's not blessed to still have their grandmother.
Right.
Or their mother or their great-grandmother.
I wish I had my grandma.
See what I mean?
Right.
My condolences. So what I do, Tori, I sit down and I say, let me embrace her. Let me have this moment with her. Unless I'm showing her. She wanted to see the first pitch, right? So I showed her pictures. But after that, bro, I put my phone down. I just sat with her. So we got to have that discipline to say, put that phone down. Like, if you're in the presence of somebody, spend that time with that person. Connect with those people. Even when you by yourself at times. Like, you know what's crazy? Man, we'll be watching something on streaming, and we'll be on our phone. Like,
right.
Or we'll start Googling and searching stuff from, we watching a movie or TV show, you start Googling and searching stuff about the characters or the people in the film. And it's like, damn, we ain't even having a moment to dip where we at. We not present. Our mind is elsewhere.
Wow. And I'll say this, it's getting worse because let's say you take somebody out to dinner.
Yeah.
And you know, you want to spend some time. They got that phone be interrupting a lot of conversation because they not,
yes,
really listening to you and in the phone at the same time.
They not present. Bro, listen, a year ago, there's a comedian. She's very popular on social media. She do a lot of skits and stuff. She came to town. We connected, and I took her to lunch. Dog, while we at lunch, we having, conversation. Then at one moment, like, it get quiet. I'm eating. I happen to look up. Man, she on her phone. She like, oh, I gotta edit and I gotta. So, and even while we sitting there having
she
lunch,
she making content.
She like, well, I gotta, with this content, I gotta make sure I. And I was just like, damn, wow. She, you know, like, but again, she make a living off of social media and content and comedy. But I was just like, while we breaking bread, you asked me to take you out to eat.
Who had to pay for the dinner? She got the.
You know what? Let me see.
She getting paid for the country. No, she might as well just go ahead.
I think I paid for our lunch. She got the tip. Yep. I paid for the food and the drinks, and she tipped the staff.
Okay.
But, you know, and then later on, you know, she invited me to the show. I went to the show, whatever. But and then we end up going out to eat that evening with her team, my team, and it was a different vibe. But, you know, even that, it's just like, damn, like not being present in the moment. And it's worse with younger people, right? All ages can have text net. But the kids, they got access quicker. You know, I was thinking the other day, like when I was a shorty, like, man, we ain't had cell phones and stuff like that. Like, I didn't get a phone till I was probably 17 years old. Dang. You know what I'm saying? So these kids now, they like 11, 12 with phones. They 10 with phones. So think about how much, like, people throw tablets in front of them, cell phones in front of them.
Because it keeps them quiet.
Right. But again, they developing that text neck.
I want to know.
That posture going to be terrible.
When we talk about text neck, especially when you let your girl get your phone, that's real text neck going on. Do you when they're in a relationship, do you allow or do you think people should have access to your phone? Before you answer, when we come back, I turned off his mic quick. We go talk about it when we get back.
Somebody wrote something in the chat too.
Truth Nation, they liked it right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Check it out. See, the only thing you need to do right here is snarl your freaking head. Yeah. Yeah. Break your freaking neck, boy. Give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Just give it away.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got Promise.
It's not a threat, it's a promise.
Yitty. In studio. Hey, look, Promise. Before we went to break, you was talking about text neck.
Yeah. Now break your neck.
But they about to break their neck when they get a hold of that phone. Now, should relationships include access to the phone? I've been asking people this question, but some people feel that, hey, if we're in a relationship together, I need access to the phone. I need the codes. I need to have, you know, to see or whatever. Maybe I want to call my mom or somebody.
Using a phone and having access are two different things.
No, I want access. I just want to be able to get into the phone.
So both parties have equal access to each other's phone?
I guess. If you want access to mine, why wouldn't I guess. Should that take place?
Well, I'm not in
relationship. Digital.
I'm not in a relationship, so I can't speak on it. But because as a single man, if I was in a relationship, would I want my woman to have access to my phone and me have access to her phone? No, I'm not. I don't have that. My train of thought doesn't move that way. Mm-hmm. So if it's to the point of emergency, right? If this is my lady, we together, we're in a relationship. Case of emergency, sure, there's certain things I think we could share.
But you can get into the phone in case of emergency and it'll let you dial out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
emergency feature.
Us having access to things in the case of emergency, sure. But just on some, well, we in a relationship, so what's yours? Your phone is my phone is your phone. No, it's not. Like, your phone is your phone, my phone is mine. Like, I'm not that concerned with wanting to know what's going on in your phone. If I have to be that curious about our relationship, then maybe we don't have what I think we have. Maybe our foundation is not solid enough. It's not about hiding things, but also it's about what are you looking for? Like, we should have open conversation. We should be comfortable and confident with each other to where we don't got to go that route.
I think many times when people get into relationships, not even a marriage, where it's actual legal document.
Yeah, we just talking about okay, boyfriend,
we just talk,
girlfriend.
But we just talk about relationships that people want to treat it like, I call it, they want slave master ideas. They want to own, they want to, you know, control.
Possessions, yeah.
They want to possess, you know. So the relationship is a form of control or ownership or possession, one of those ideas. And so I'm going to tell you verbally, hey, you can't be with me unless I got access, I don't trust, you know, I got all these insecurities. But I think that many times people enter in relationships from another relationship, not fully healed, and they roll that into the next relationship.
Correct.
And so now you paying the price for what Lil Ray Ray and them did.
Yeah, previous situations.
And Tyrone, right? Whatever they had more than one relationship. Ray Ray, Tyrone, Jonathan. You know, you got all these things coming into the relationship that happened to in the past, and I think guys do it too.
Girls, sure, it goes both ways.
The door swings both ways.
Yeah,
but I think that when you're mature enough to heal, and you just, you know, unless you get some red flags, you know, where somebody may be giving off red flags, I think that most healed people, they don't even do or talk about or discuss things like that. What they want to do is move forward with their life.
Yeah,
to me.
Well, to me, if you. But then where does it stop, right? Where do you draw the line? So if you do say we're in a relationship and her and I have access to each other's phones, well, do you go to social media as well, right? Because having access to the phone is the phone.
Right.
But then you have apps on the phones. So do you say, like, this person has access to my Instagram, my Snapchat, my Facebook? Like, are you sharing passwords in that space as well? Because really, where does the line draw? Because if you allowing access to the phones, then on these phones are applications, which people use frequently. So then is it access to bank number, routing number, bank account? Like, what all are we doing? And again, if you're not married, I definitely think there needs to be some separation. Like, if you're not in a married relationship, you absolutely
shouldn't be. A legal contract.
Yeah.
Legally binding.
Right, because what are you working up to? Like, if you're giving somebody all of this access before you even have a true commitment.
People say if you lay down and have sex with somebody, that's a lot of access right there.
It is. Listen, when we get physical with people, there's an exchange. You know, we can kind of pass over like it is nothing. But, nah, being physical is a connection that you exchange something with somebody. But it's levels to everything. So just because I lay down with a woman and I'm intimate with her doesn't mean that I need to have access to her phone records or her dental records, and,
well,
that don't mean she needs mine either.
I had a show a while back, and I found out it was illegal to look at somebody's phone without their permission. So in the state of Wisconsin, and somebody reminded me of this, somebody in the text says, they signed the law. They said it's generally illegal to access your spouse's phone without their permission, as it violates their privacy rights. So it ain't even, the law say you ain't even supposed to be even doing it.
People breaking law all the time.
People breaking the law. So I'm going to keep, hey, I'm going to call the police on you, 911.
Someone please call.
Shout out to everybody in the chat.
Kawanda, your damn mind.
Kawanda in here going crazy. She active. Shout out to her. But yeah, listen.
What she said? Let me see what Kawanda's saying. Oh, okay. So Kawanda says there are boundaries still in any relationship. However, if you have nothing to hide, your partner shouldn't want to go through it anyway. Maybe it's me, open book, nothing to hide or go.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I feel like there should be obviously a level of trust and comfort when you are with somebody in a relationship. And to me, it's not always about hiding things. It's just like, what's necessary, right? I think that sometimes in relationships, you can cause unnecessary problems. We all have issues and things in life,
right,
but some things we can create ourselves. You can create your own trauma. You can create your own drama.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
So at times I say avoid unnecessary stuff. Like, if you don't need to create a conflict, don't. Like, if that's going to be something that's going to create an issue, it's like, why are we even doing that? There's bigger things that we could be concerned about. We all have bigger things to be worried about. So why are we going to sit here and have an argument and a fight over a phone or social media? You know what I mean? If we both understand where we are in life and what we're doing with each other and our level of comfort is there, then that's what's most important. The outside things can deteriorate a relationship. So you got to really have your home front together from within and worry about what y'all got going on, how y'all going to make each other better.
Plus, everybody is not meant to stay together anyway. You know,
no, you should learn something from every interaction.
Every interaction. But I'll say this. I think many times when you enter into a relationship, you got that long term idea that, okay, you know, we start out with good intentions.
Sure.
But then
some people.
Some people, yeah. You're right.
Some people
might be on one, right?
Yeah, they on drama from the start.
But I think that many times along the route, you say, okay, we hit that fork in the road.
Yeah.
And you got to be willing to understand when you hit the fork in the road as well.
Yes.
Some people hit the fork in the road and be going two separate ways, but still together.
Yeah.
I seen that happen.
Some people together for convenience.
Mm.
After a while, the relationship is like, we just doing this because we pay these bills together. We live together. We have these children. Like, that turns into convenience. The love is not there anymore. There's no more passion. We might not care as much anymore. We just doing it because it's convenient. It makes sense. And if we were to disrupt this, it would throw off the way we are living.
And I think once you lose compatibility with somebody, that's when you probably should exit, because a lot of times people, the compatibility kind of goes first.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you know. Like, when y'all don't look at each other like
the same.
You know.
Whew.
And so, and then that leads me to another question. And, you know, and if y'all want to answer the question, Truth Nation, y'all can answer the question as well. Also, we got a poll about text neck. Do you have suffer from text neck in the chat? But how long, if you in a relationship, how long should you go without the compatibility, without intimacy, before you have to make, before you have to check?
Wait, without compatibility or intimacy?
You know, I'm saying it because we on the radio.
Oh, but wait.
Okay, we can't say that.
No, because I was like, compatibility, intimacy, two different things.
Okay, but you can't say, I'm trying to get around, because we got kids listening to the show. But what I'm saying is,
well, kids know what's going
okay,
on out
so
here.
Okay, so check this out.
So you're saying
how long should a person go is in a relationship or, yeah, you know, in a marriage before they have to question, because the intimacy is
gone,
is absent.
So how long?
A week? 2 weeks? What?
Damn, you jumping out? Hold on.
We're gonna come back. When we get back from break, we gonna continue
a week,
the conversation.
Tory, 2 weeks.
Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Are you out of your damn mind?
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I've been still slow down to earth. Won't do it, we could do it on the turf. Oh, Lord, I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keeps scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the 6 ain't friendly.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Promise in studio. You got this Friday. You got this Friday with me, hey.
I appreciate it. Shout out to the chat showing love, too. What's up, Joe? Up everybody in there showing love. Appreciate y'all embracing me on Truth Nation.
Hey, look, I'll say this. Before we went to break, question, you know, I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
How long, if you're in a relationship, should people go without intimacy, without saying too much?
Bang, bang, bang!
Before it's a problem.
Sha-boing, boing, boing.
Before it's an issue.
Yeah. So we
and
talk,
I'm not talking about
not marriage. It's just relationship in general.
No, well, you can say one for marriage if you know that.
Because I would say,
and if you say one for relationship, but what I'm saying is, I'm not talking about if they sick or something like that, where there's a reason there. I'm talking about, like, it's normal, and they, you know, it ain't happening.
So is it one? So both part ain't nothing moving. So.
Hey.
Somebody holding it hostage?
So, hey, I got a headache.
Well, I would say this.
I'm just joking. I don't know.
If you're
I don't know how they trying to do it.
If you're married and you're not having sex for an extended amount of time, that absolutely is going to become a problem.
Right.
Because you're married and sex is not going to keep anybody. Let's be real.
No, it
What's
don't.
Below somebody's
but
waist.
But it keep them holding on.
Right. But like, that is not a... That ain't gonna keep nobody, because people can get those things other places. Love and a foundation or whatever you have is what keeps a person at home. But sex obviously is a part of a relationship. Intimacy is a part of being with somebody.
Just stay friends.
Correct. So if you married, I mean, y'all doing it the right way. Y'all definitely supposed to be getting it on. So if you're married to somebody and y'all not taking care of that department, there definitely has to be a discussion. Y'all might need to talk about it amongst yourselves if it's to the point where y'all got to go get professional help. But I think a marriage, you got to fight for your marriage. You took them vows. Mm-hmm.
So you saying if you get married, you going to fight?
Yeah. If I'm married, why are we doing this? If I'm not going to try to.
It's a partnership.
Yeah.
It's an agreement.
Yeah, right. We took a step to do something to become one.
You put it on paper.
Absolutely. We put it on paper. So if I'm married and we're having that type of issue, then we definitely have to do whatever we can to get to a better space. So I would say if you're married and you're not having sex, you got to go longer. You got to deal with it on a longer situation. Now, if you're not married, it ain't nothing popping, you could probably get up out of there a little quicker.
Mm.
If ain't nothing cooking on the pot, you could be like, let me get up out of here, man.
Well, the thing is, I think now people with the phones, if they don't like something in the relationship, they're going to send you the breakup text. Like, they don't even face-to-face it no more.
They got text neck, bro. I'm telling you.
They don't
problem.
Even talk to you. Bruh. Like, if I got a problem with you now.
Right.
And we just have a relationship.
Right.
I'm going to text you. And see, then the text, you can't interpret.
And I ain't trying to get no novel.
And the thing
females
is.
Females will text you a whole novel.
We was talking about the 5-paragraph text the other day.
Yeah, see,
I'm going to pull up the reply again.
See, that'd be wild, man. It's like, I respect you and I hear you. I want you to have your voice and say what you feel. But if you want to text me a paragraph, we can hop on the phone or we can meet in person. Like,
I do that all the time.
I don't want to read, like, a paragraph. Now, if it's where we can't talk in a moment, I get it. Let's just say I'm traveling, you traveling, and you want to express how you feeling. But nah, man, we got to hop on the phone. We got to be in person.
DJ Brother Z, if you watching as we broadcast live, he put up a text message for the response to a long text. It says, I ain't reading all that. I'm happy for you, though, or sorry that happened.
No, listen, I sometimes do take the time to reply to lengthy text messages. I try to respect a person's space. But at the end of the day, certain conversations need to be had in person, right? Everything is not via text message. Everything ain't even via phone. Sometimes you got to talk to a person in person. Man, breaking up with somebody through text is wild.
I think if you want to try, you're going to talk to them face to face. I think if you done, you don't want the 4th of July
interaction,
moment.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people like to have that 4th of July. I call it the 4th of July moment.
Bang, bang, bang.
Where they gotta explode to end the relationship. Like, they gotta, you know.
Yeah.
So they can go tell everybody, you know, I freaked out. And so some people just don't, this ain't working. All right, talk to you.
Yeah.
See you down the road.
However it is.
God bless you. It ain't that simple. Sometimes people want to.
Sometimes it be tough.
They want to get their sweater back that they got you. They get
see,
real
I'm,
petty.
But I'm not what causing.
They bought you some shoes. I need my shoes.
Especially us being public figures, I'm not with any of that extra
right.
stuff. Like, I can't do all the extra attention or the drama. If we got to have a issue or situation, we can deal with it respectfully, whether we want to rock with each other or not. Like, we don't got to go ugly. We don't got to be slandering and talking crazy. I'm not finna go on social media. I'm not finna be sharing and telling people what's going on. We can find a way to exit and get up out of here respectfully.
I agree.
It ain't got to be like that.
I'll tell you this.
But you got to answer your own question, though.
What?
How long? If it ain't nothing cracking.
I say 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Two and a half, 3 weeks.
Damn.
Right. I mean, because maybe it's stress, you know.
So wait a minute.
Life factors in.
So hold on. So you ending the you speaking on a problem after 2 weeks, or you saying you ending the relationship?
No, what I'm saying is I'm going to question what's going on. That I'm going to start
after
the process.
After 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to start the process.
I thought you said you was getting out.
No, I'm eventually going to lead to that. You know what I mean? But I'm a check in with you. You know what I mean?
I said her husband married for 28 years. Wow, kudos to that.
Oh wow,
that's a blessing.
Me and my husband have a rare relationship and marriage. Been together for 28 years. Nikki in the chat. Sincere says that all depends on the motor in your car. When the check engine light is hit, hey, it's time to get tuned up.
I mean, everybody has physical needs, and you have to respect your partner's needs. But at the same time, like I said, if you married and y'all having issues with that, you got to figure out a way to work it out. You can't just bail.
Well, marriage is one thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people treat relationships as a marriage. That's all I'm saying. Because they, you know, they get, they try to, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
To each his own. whatever. All I'm saying is, I think that when you're in a relationship or marriage, the intimacy should be, the compatibility and the intimacy and the communication are very important.
Sure. You got.
Or we could have just stayed buddies.
Yeah. No, if you're in a relationship, at some point, y'all got to knock boots.
Well, but what I'm saying is, should a person use that as a way to, some people use that as a weapon.
And that's dangerous because too, then you're not going to have no real foundation. If sex is all of y'all have, the relationship is not going to last.
Like you
having,
I said,
if you're enjoying the physical aspect of the relationship, but you don't have anything else, it ain't going to work.
All right, look, when we come back, we got callers on the lines. We got Brother Love. We got Smiley. Mm-hmm. We got some chat. We got some talk to text. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Bust it open. Get you some.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.